there's everywhere you go on this planet, there is a yoga studio. So, you know, it's like you start where you are. Like, where else can you start?
Yeah, and ideas sort of spread like viruses. People don't understand, you know, how society changes, but it does change like one person at a time, really, right?
It has to. Each journey has to start from within, right? And each one of us that show up maybe sees the benefit of it and say, you know what, I'm gonna learn how to do this because I have a community that I want to have circles in place for, so that when issues come up, for example, when Newberg had the crisis, but the understanding that their water had been poisoned for years, Gabrielle Burton Hill, our Newberg director program, she ran a series of circles called I Am Water, where they really, like, as a community, sat and talked about the water issue in Newberg, and then developed a committee to address it and an active group. So there is, like, there are crises in each one of our communities, and one way or the other, that we can just start there, hold space for one thing, and let people have a voice. We're all very yang right now, right? And this is an opportunity to be a little bit more yin, which will help us find a little balance within ourselves, where we're receiving from each other some wisdom about the world. We're all very we're in a yang world. Everybody's ready, you know, like that's what's charged up. And I honestly, the coming into the listening to each other and finding humanity within ourselves, even that we may have sometimes lose, is a restorative process.
Well, we need to hear from that person you just mentioned, because we've got PFSA in the water in Cairo, in Felicia, in New Lebanon, in Nassau, and Hoosick Falls up here. So it's not
Gabrielle Burton Hill, her email is on our website. Our website is therestorativecenter.org. I'm sure that Gabriella would be a great resource to come start doing these kind of circles for the community, and also with the lessons learned from the activism of in Newberg as a result of this process. We need both yin and yang in the world, right? We all have plenty of yang, and this is an opportunity for the yang, because we're not saying don't be angry. We're not saying don't go out and change the world and do things. But we also need to do it from a deeper, grounded place.
All right. Obviously, we could both talk about this for hours and hours, but we only have just a little more than a minute left before another show comes on and it's going to kick us off. So why don't you again tell people the details.
Oh, Helios, oh, yellow star, oh, glowing sphere, gleaming beacon, brilliant flaming orb, giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
to make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar. WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And I'm joined every week by young people from around the area who love books and love to talk about them. and this week they were not available to join me on the radio, so it's just me today. But in honor of the Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival happening this weekend, I wanted to highlight some books by Black authors who I love that write for young readers and share a few of my favorite books by them. We're also going to hear from a couple young people who recorded what they love about the library, and we'll hear some music too. But to get started, I will talk about one of my favorite authors for middle grade readers. And they also write for other ages. They have picture books, they have middle grade books, they have teen books, and they have books for adults too. And I've read their work across all of the ages, and they're just one of my absolute favorite authors of all times. And that's Jacqueline Woodson, who wrote many amazing books: Locomotion, Peace Locomotion, Brown Girl Dreaming, Harbor Me, Before the Ever After, picture books like Each Kindness, The Other Side, The Day You Begin, adult books, Another Brooklyn, Red at the Bone. But one of my absolute favorites by Jacqueline Woodson is a book that I read many years ago called After Tupac and Dee Foster, which is a great book for tweens and teens. And I'll read the description for that book. Dee Foster showed up a few months before Tupac got shot that first time and left us the summer before he died. The day Dee Foster enters Nika and her best friend's lives, the world opens up for them. Dee comes from a world vastly different from their safe Queens neighborhood, and through her, the girls see another side of life that includes loss, foster families, and an amount of freedom that makes the girls envious. Although all of them are crazy about Tupac Shakur's rap music, Dee is the one who truly understands the place where he's coming from, and through knowing Dee, Tupac's lyrics become more personal for all of them. The girls are 13 when Dee's mom swoops in to reclaim Dee, and as magically as she appeared, she now disappears from their lives. Tupac is gone too, after another shooting, this time fatal. As the narrator looks back, she sees lives suspended in time and realizes that even all too brief connections can touch deeply. So that's After Tupac and Dee Foster by Jacqueline Woodson. And I just really loved this book. It had really great character development, sense of place, sense of time. It really explores that transitional time in sort of the young teens where people are transitioning from being kids to young adults. And it's also nice seeing the impact of Tupac Shakur in his last years of life on young people. And the friendship that's formed between these three young women over this contained period of time is just really beautiful and sweet. And I could really relate to it with young people that I've worked to throughout my life. I saw characters that felt very real and recognizable and relatable. So I'm highly suggesting this one, After Tupac and Dee Foster by Jacqueline Woodson. Hope you'll check it out. Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Yeah. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped above about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. My buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. By your lonesome, thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with, dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving Benz, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. But please, you got to keep your head up.
Hi, my name's Aaliyah and I am 6 years old. I like the library because it's a fun place to read books, and you get to do a lot of stuff in it. You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
Welcome back, and this is Emily, director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm talking about some of my favorite Black authors in honor of this weekend's Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival. I started off with Jacqueline Woodson, and now I'm moving on to Jason Reynolds, who is a very popular author for kids, tweens, and teens, and he's written a lot of different books that I've loved, some in verse. He wrote Long Way Down, All American Boys, Ghost, and the rest of the track series, which each focuses on a member of a track team. Look Both Ways, Ain't Burned, All the Bright, The Boy in the Black Suit, As Brave as You, When I Was the Greatest. He wrote a novel about Miles Morales, Spider-Man. And the one that I wanted to highlight today is one of his more recent titles, Stunt Boy in the Meantime, which was illustrated by Raoul III, who's also fabulous. And the illustrations are great. But I also enjoyed this book as an audio recording where it has a cast doing the whole audio performance of this book. And it's excellent. So I would encourage people to listen and also to check out the pictures while you're at it. But here is the description for that book. Portico Reeves's superpower is making sure all the other superheroes, like his parents and two best friends, stay super. And safe. Super safe. And he does this all in secret. No one in his civilian life knows he's actually Stunt Boy. But his regular Portico identity is pretty cool, too. He lives in the biggest house on the block, maybe in the whole city, which basically makes it a castle. His mom calls where they live an apartment building, but a building with 50 doors just in the hallways is definitely a castle. And behind those 50 doors live a bunch of different people who Stunt Boy saves all the time. In fact, he's the only reason the cat, new name every day, has 9 lives. All this is swell, except for Portico's other secret, his not-so-super secret. His parents are fighting all the time. They're trying to hide it by repeatedly telling Portico to go check on a neighbor in the meantime. But Portico knows meantime means his parents are heading into the meantime, which means they're about to get into it. And, well, Portico's superhero responsibility is to save them, too, as soon as he figures out how. Only all these secrets give Portico the worry wiggles, the frets, which his mom calls anxiety. Plus, like all superheroes, Portico has an arch nemesis who is determined to prove that there is nothing super about Portico at all. This is a great middle grade novel. It's got a lot of pictures and they're super fun. And for the audio recording, there's lots of cool sound effects. And it's very exciting and funny and sort of in your face, like lots of stuff happening all the time. But it also has serious notes. So I think kids will be able to relate to it in a way where they don't have to take things too seriously. Like, it doesn't have to be a book about anxiety or about family struggles that's just dark and grim. But there's also like upbeat moments and funny moments and fun moments, just like life. So I think a lot of kids will be able to relate to this. And even if they can't, it's a really fun book and really touching book and just really great. And I hope everyone will read it.
À ceux qui n'en ont pas, à ceux qui n'en ont pas, Rosa, Rosa, quand on fout le bordel, tu nettoies. Et toi, Albert, quand on trinque, tu ramasses les verres. Céline, Bataire, toi tu te prends des vestes au vestiaire. Arlette, arrête. Toi la fête, tu la passes aux toilettes. Et si on célébrait ceux qui ne célèbrent pas? Pour une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Quoi les bonnes manières? Pourquoi je ferais semblant? De toute façon, elle est payée pour le faire. Tu te prends pour ma mère? Dans une heure je reviens, que ce soit propre, qu'on puisse y manger par terre. 3 heures que j'attends. Franchement, il est fabrique ou quoi? Heureusement que c'est que de verre. Appelle-moi ton responsable. Et fais vite, elle pourrait se finir comme ça, ta carrière. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Célèbre pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Pilote d'avion ou infirmière, chauffeur de camion, hôtesse de l'air, boulanger ou marin pêcheur, un verre aux champions des pires horaires. Aux jeunes parents bercés par les pleurs, aux insomniaques de profession, et tous ceux qui souffrent de peine de cœur, qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations. Qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations.
Hi, I'm Jada. I live in Hudson. I like the Hudson Area Library because the staff are very nice and friendly. There are also a lot of events going on at the library, like book and bake sales, and there was also an anime contest that we had recently that was thought up by the HALTAC, the Advisory Council for Teens and Tweens. They also recently had a cooking class that I joined, and it was really fun, and I picked up my ingredients at the library, and then I do the classes, and I think it's really nice that the library hosts stuff like that. I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video-making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library, and I really like the wide selection of books, and they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back, and I got to be a part of that, and it was really fun. It looks really cool now, and I just really appreciate the library for being here, and if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
I know a lot of people who love to read, too, and I also hope the library stays around forever and ever, much longer than me and my love of reading. But going back to today's highlight on Black authors that I hope you will check out in honor of this weekend's Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival, I wanted to highlight Kaysen Callender, who is a great author who writes books for, I would say so far it's been tweens, teens, and adults. I don't know if they have any plans for younger readers, but I'd say most of their books are geared towards those ages. They have books like Hurricane Child, and this is kind of an epic love story. Their adult books are Queen of the Conquered and King of the Rising. They have one new book that just came out that I haven't had a chance to read yet called Moonflower, and they have another book coming out in September called Larkin Kasim Start a Revolution. And they have Felix Ever After, which I talked about on the show recently. But my favorite book so far by Kaysen Callender is King and the Dragonflies. And here is the description. 12-year-old Kingston James is sure his brother Khalid has turned into a dragonfly. When Khalid unexpectedly passed away, he shed what was his first skin for another to live down by the bayou in their small Louisiana town. Khalid still visits in dreams, and King must keep these secrets to himself as he watches grief transform his family. It would be easier if King could talk with his best friend Sandy Sanders, but just days before he died, Khalid told King to end their friendship after overhearing a secret about Sandy that he thinks he might be gay. You don't want anyone to think you're gay too, do you? But when Sandy goes missing, sparking a town-wide search, and King finds his former best friend hiding in a tent in his backyard, he agrees to help Sandy escape from his abusive father, and the two begin an adventure as they build their own private paradise down by the bayou and among the dragonflies. As King's friendship with Sandy is reignited, he's forced to confront questions about himself and the reality of his brother's death. This is such a beautiful book. I know it got a lot of different awards and nominations for awards and was really embraced by the literary community. And, you know, it was all well-deserved praise. It's a beautiful sense of place, character. The feelings that come out of this book are really beautiful. And I think it is a very special and unique book, and I hope people will check it out. So those are the author highlights for this week. There are countless other authors and illustrators that we could highlight, but I just chose three for today because that's the time that we have. Before we go, I just want to make sure everybody knows about this weekend's Hudson Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival and Parade. August 12th from 5 to 8:30, there's an open drum ceremony and a community open mic with Low Key. On Saturday, August 13th from 2 to 9 p.m. There's Family Day and Parade. So the parade should run from 2 to 3 down Warren Street. And then at 3 o'clock down by the river is where Family Day starts. There'll be all sorts of different activities. And August 14th, Sunday, from 2 to 7:30 is Family Theater and Sunset Service. This event is organized by Operation Unite.